with Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello, thanks to the Mandurah Forum.
97.3 Coast FM.
A little festive story to share with you.
Okay.
And I guess a warning, since everyone's sort of well and truly into festive decorations at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Family's attempt to win their neighbourhood Christmas lights comp ended up causing panic when a passerby thought someone was stuck on their roof.
I love this.
The Texas family decided to recreate the lighting scene from the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation movie.
Yeah.
Where, if you remember, Clark Griswold is up decorating and slips off and winds up dangling. Well, a passerby thought someone really was in distress.
It was a little too realistic.
A bit, yeah. He ended up calling police and even trying to wave down passing cars. So they have since had to put up a sign. I don't know what you'd put on the sign.
That's so funny.
But the other trick is, I guess, don't make the effigy, or whatever you want to call it, the dummy, too realistic.
Yeah. Maybe? Did they not think, when the dummy wasn't responding or moving at all,
sure,
that it wasn't a real person?
Not sure.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
All right, who's embarrassing themselves today?
Well, no one at the Actor Awards last night. Okay. They were on in Sydney celebrating Australian movies and TV, with Nicole Kidman taking home an award for her supporting role in Boy Erased. Other notable winners for the night included Simon Baker taking out Best Supporting Actor for his locally produced and filmed Breath, based on the classic by Tim Winton, of course. And that was filmed entirely on a WA coastline. How cool's that?
Nice.
Hannah Gadsby won for her Netflix show, Nanette. And the big winner for the night was Sweet Country, taking out 6 awards, including Best Film.
Nice.
Well done to everyone involved.
Very good.
Now, Kevin Hart has been announced as the host of the Oscars 2019.
Cool.
The comedian will host the 91st Academy Awards ceremony on February 24th, promising to make this year's Oscars a special one. Wait and see what he has in store, I suppose.
Curious.
The Forbes highest paid musicians list for 2018 has been announced, with a surprising top 2. So Taylor Swift made the top 10, coming in at number 6 on $110 million. Katy Perry beating her to number 5 by $4 million. Then Bruno Mars came in 4th spot behind Ed Sheeran on 3rd posse, making $150 million. So who could make the top 2, you ask, DeMello?
I'm trying to work it out.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're not going to work this out, because...
Is it The Wiggles?
Yes, no. Coldplay came in at 2nd, I know.
Right.
On $158 million, and number 1 spot...
Rolling Stones.
Went to U2.
Ma!
Yeah.
Wow.
U2. They earned $162 million in the past year, despite their album Joshua Tree being over 30 years old. That's the album that scored them all that cash as well.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Cardi B and Offset, they have split after 1 year of marriage. The news broke in true Cardi B style via a video rant on her Instagram account.
I've been trying to work things out with my baby father for a hot minute now, and we're really good friends, and, you know, we're really good business partners, and, you know, he's always somebody that I run to talk to, and we got a lot of love for each other, but... things just haven't been working out between us for a long time, and it's nobody's fault. It's just, like, I guess we grew out of love, but we're not together anymore.
Finishing up with Jennifer Aniston. She's recorded a duet with Dolly Parton.
Really?
Yeah, this is for her upcoming Netflix TV series, Dumplin'. Dolly gave Jen the tick of approval after recording as soon as she got over her nerves. And the song is called Push and Pull. Sounds like this.
We cut to the bone.
Nice. Dumplin' is released on Netflix tomorrow.
The Nikki and DeMello looking after things this morning. Hi.
We've decided to call ourselves that now.
I think the definite article just adds, that's what the is for those that are following at home.
Mm.
It just adds a bit of kind of cred or something. Mm. The DeMello. You know what I'm saying?
You like the sound of that, don't you? It's like like a superhero or something. The
yeah. I'll start wearing my undies on the outside.
Oh, please don't.
Hey, speaking of... sort of.
No.
No, not really.
You can't link that in either.
No, okay. But, I mean, you know, who says that Parliament is dry and not very interesting and...
Yes.
Okay, a lot of the time it is.
Most of the time. But they've got a bit of festive spirit this time of year. Very own...
You reckon they'd had a liquid lunch, maybe?
Probably. Our very own David Templeman has brought a bit of festive fun to Parliament.
So, for those that need an idea, he's the local government minister.
Yes.
And he's also minister for...
culture and the arts.
Okay.
So, of course, naturally, he's going to bring this to the table.
So, Mr. Speaker, close the gate. Do it now, lest it's too late. Get the crayfish and the sparkling wine. All the members form a Congo line. And the Christmas message is written on the parliamentary walls and the Christmas balls. Merry Christmas from Parliament.
Nikki and Zamello's Three Things You Need to Know.
Okay, so you may have heard there's been a national recall on Nana's 600-gram apple pies. It's that kind of year when apple pies are really, you know.
Yeah, popular time of year. You might be buying them now to pop in the freezer.
Bit of custard too. Ooh, it's a Christmas treat, isn't it? Anyway, they've been recalled over fears of glass contamination. So if you've bought one recently that's a Nana's 600-gram apple pie, take it back for a refund.
Yeah, you don't want glass in your pie.
No. Not in any circumstances.
No.
The Road Ribbon for Road Safety campaign is currently on to remind us to all keep safe on the roads this festive season. And also a little reminder about the weekend. There's lots happening.
Yes.
Including the Mandurah Murray Motorcycle Charity Ride.
Yes, this is great.
Now, it leaves Pinjarra Saturday morning at 9:30, arriving at the Eastern Foreshore, where there'll be stalls and music and sausage sizzles with, you know, safe placement of onions.
All the good things.
I believe. Yeah. Details on that and anything else going on, check our website, coastlive.com.au.
Very, very weird world.
Now, over the weekend, so a couple of days back, personal possessions of the late Hugh Hefner, founder of Playboy magazine, who passed away in September 2017.
Okay, what have we got?
Went up for auction. Okay.
Ooh.
My thoughts do. And the item.
Why would you want that?
That brought the highest price was actually his typewriter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a copy of the first issue of Playboy that featured a, you know, a scantily clad Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
She said, if you remember, during the photo session, she was quoted famously as saying, the only thing that we had on was the radio.
Oh,
I
love it. Classic Marilyn.
That went for over 30 grand.
Wow.
One of Hefner's trademark red silk smoking jackets sold for $41,600. This is US dollars. Yep. And a golden onyx ring with a compartment in which he kept a Viagra pill.
Of course. I wouldn't expect any less of him.
Brought in $22,400.
I wonder if they're going to use the compartment for the same thing.
I don't know. Maybe did it have one in it? But it was the Underwood Standard portable typewriter that he used to write articles for the very first issue of the magazine in 1953.
Wow.
That brought in the top bid of $162,500.
That's mental. So two typewriters went?
No, no, that was the big one.
Oh, that was the big one. Oh, okay.
I just really hope they washed it.
Oh, yes. I wonder when he wrote them.